We can't ignore the news out of Charlotte, North Carolina. A black man shot and killed by police on Tuesday. Two nights of protests. Joining me now from Charlotte, North Carolina, with all the details is Javed Khalim, national race and justice reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Javed, welcome to On Point. Nice to have you.
Hi, Jane.
So a second night of violent protests in Charlotte. What's the latest on the ground there?
Well, this morning is you know, quite a different scene from last night. Last night we had a shooting with a man who was critically injured and in the hospital. At least four police officers with minor injuries and two other people who were protesters with minor injuries. Buildings with windows smashed and you know, some street fights. I saw some blood on the streets. You know, by this morning, it's all quiet in downtown Charlotte. Cleaning crews are out, volunteers are out. Several businesses have closed, like Bank of America, which is headquartered here, and telling employees to stay home today.
Here's some sound from the streets of Charlotte, North Carolina, last night as police shot tear gas and rubber bullets into the crowd. Street clashes there, Javed, became increasingly desperate and violent. A state of emergency declared as well.
Yes, state of emergency declared, and the National Guard is has been moving its trucks out of its headquarters, its armory here, and we're actually waiting in just maybe 20 minutes or so. The police chief and the mayor are supposed to speak at a press conference where I imagine we might hear more about a possible curfew, about the National Guard, as well as there's been talk of the video of the shooting of Keith Lamont Scott on Tuesday, and if that'll be released.
So talk to us about the shooting of Keith Lamont Scott, fatally shot Tuesday. Was he armed? What do we know?
There's you know, two sides to that story, you talk to the family, his wife and his daughter, as well as people in that community where he was shot, who say they saw it happen, and they say he wasn't armed, and they say he was a disabled man who was innocent, who was reading a book in his car, who was waiting for his son to get off the school bus coming home from elementary school. And that he was targeted by police. Police say that they showed up to this apartment complex northeast of downtown Charlotte looking for a different suspect with an outstanding warrant, but happened upon Mr. Scott, who had a gun and who was in his car and would not got out of his car with his gun, and police felt threatened and shot him. They say he didn't have a book, and that he, you know, they describe him very differently than others who are not police do. Police say it was a black officer who shot Scott. People in the community believe it was a white officer.
Here's some sound from the Charlotte-Mecklenburg police chief, Kerry Putney, saying in a press conference on Wednesday that they found a gun on the scene of the shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott.
We did not find a book that has been made reference to. We did find a weapon, and the weapon was there, and the witnesses corroborated it, too, beyond just the officers.
And here's Keith Scott's sister telling reporters that Scott did not have a gun, that he was just reading and waiting for his children when police shot him.
He didn't have no gun. He wasn't messing with nobody. All they did, them jump out boys, them undercover detectives, they jumped out their truck. They said, hands up. He got a gun. He got a gun. Pow, 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 pow. That's it.
So, Javed, these are obviously two very different stories, two very conflicting stories.
They are. They are. And the conflict isn't just about, you know, what happened at the shooting. You talk to people out here who are protesting, and they have different stories, too. You know, one man was shot last night, and police say it was a civilian-on-civilian shooting, pretty much meaning it was somebody who was protesting, who shot somebody who was protesting. But then you talk to protesters, and they say, no, we saw a police officer shoot a gun and hit somebody who almost died.
The police officer who shot and killed Scott is named Brentley Vinson. What do we know about him?
He's been on the police force for 2 years, so he doesn't have a long history with the Charlotte area police. He is a black officer, and you know, details are slim on his background. He's currently on leave, which is routine in police shootings here and elsewhere.
And was he wearing a body camera or not? Is there dashboard video or not? And will any of that footage be released?
Yes. He was not wearing a body camera. He was not in full uniform. He was in plain clothes with a vest that had a police logo on it, so he didn't have the police uniform that you could typically have attach a body camera to. But other officers who were in uniform were with him, and it sounds like you know, there's been some conflicting or changing stories from officials that they had body cameras possibly, and that there was possibly dash cam video. Initially, the police chief said that he wasn't sure if the video showed Scott actually, you know, raising his gun toward police or pointing it toward police. So he wasn't sure if that was, you know, there's a direct threat per se in that way. It's still unclear if the video will be released. The Charlotte mayor this morning said that she planned to show the video to family, which is usually the first step after a police shooting, showed to family and then released to the public.
Here's another piece of sound. This is live on camera last night in the middle of the Charlotte protests. CNN reporter Ed Lavandera was assaulted when a protester knocked him to the ground. Here is that moment in the voice of anchor Anderson Cooper in the background.
Other people came in to try to grab those people.
Ed, are you okay?
Yeah, we're fine, Anderson, we're fine. So just someone taking out their frustrations on me. But, right.
So if you need to leave that location, Ed, that's fine.
So, of course, these protests in Charlotte, all the unrest there in North Carolina comes after two other deadly shootings by police in the last week. In Columbus, Ohio, a teenager was shot after brandishing a BB gun. Javed, what are the circumstances surrounding that case?
Yes, he was 13 years old, and a caller called 911 to report a robbery of $10 from a man in the street by three people, including reportedly this young 13-year-old boy. And he was chased into an alley by police with another accomplice, who was later arrested. After. Police say he showed his BB gun from his waistband, which they say they thought was an actual gun. They shot him, and he died. You know, the it's kind of been overshadowed, one after the other, you know, the shooting in Columbus, Ohio, by the one in Tulsa, by the one now in Charlotte. But the latest in Ohio, you know, it's still pending. It really hasn't been that long, but the family is contesting the police version of events. They have asked for an independent investigation, independent autopsy, and they want to know what happened to their son.
So then 2 days later, in Tulsa, the shooting death of Terrence Crutcher, who had both hands, reportedly, above his head before he was shot. Was he unarmed? What happened there?
Yes, he was unarmed. Unlike here in Charlotte, you know, in Tulsa, the story is much more clear about what happened. The police, due to pressure, you know, quickly released several videos of the shooting of Terrence Crutcher that show him with his hands up, walking toward his broken-down truck in the middle of the road after callers reported a suspicious car in person. And, you know, being, you know, pretty much shot by police as he's lowering his hands toward his car. Now, these videos all show this. and they're pretty clear. Police also say he had no weapon. They recovered no weapon, although the officer who shot him has said through a lawyer that she thought he had a weapon, thought he was reaching into his car. Now his family's lawyers say, no, the car window was up. We have photo evidence of that. And also, you know, this officer who shot him, a white female officer, you know, through her lawyer has said she was, you know, it was one of the scariest situations she's been in her life, that she was fearful for her life, and that she didn't even notice that there were other officers with her. She said she had tunnel vision and didn't notice that another officer was tasing Crutcher at the same time.
Tulsa, Columbus, Charlotte. We will keep watching this. Javed Khalim, national race and justice reporter for the Los Angeles Times. Thank you so much for being with us from Charlotte.